Before I pray, I would like to read a scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. Be joyful always. Pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the opportunity to come together as one body. One body known as First Baptist Church, one body of believers, also with our friends on the line with us tonight, Father, we just say we love you so much. We come just to pour out our hearts and say how much we're so thankful and so grateful that you've been so good to us, Father. You're a mighty good God. Everything that we get and everything that we try to accomplish, Lord, we know that you get the glory, for you made it possible. God, we thank you for the foundation of First Baptist Church. Been on this battlefield for so long. Continue to keep us in your divine presence, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for the foundation of our families. Continue to build us up, Heavenly Father, that we will just be examples for the children to come and for the generations to come, Father. We know that there's a lot of things happening that we have no control of, Lord, but we know that we trust you. We know that you are always with us. We know that whatever the situation is, you are in control. And we know that sometimes the road gets tough, but, Lord, we know that because of our trust and our faith in you, that you will get us through whatever the situation is. And we're just so thankful, Lord, that we can do this. Even in this pandemic right now, Lord, we don't know tomorrow, but we know today that you have made a way. And we're so thankful, Lord, that we can just say how much we love you. And you said that if we love our neighbors as we love you, then the world would be a better place, Lord. And we're just asking right now that we would take that love and spread it wherever we go, Lord. And thank you so much for your love. And God, we ask that you continue to shine your face upon us, that wherever we go, that we can be a light in this dark world. Give us the strength, Lord. Continue to just lift us up that we may be servants unto you, that we would do your will, Lord. And, Father, we ask for forgiveness right now. Anything that we may have done, said, or did not do, Lord, that might be unpleasing to you, we ask that you forgive us. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, that he became our Savior, Lord. He made the way to pay that sin debt, Lord, and we're just so thankful that we can have a right relationship with you, Father, and we just want to draw near to you tonight, God, on this prayer service. Each and every member under the sound of my voice is just calling on your name, Lord. It's so good that we can call on you in the morning. We can call on you in the evening. We can call on you late at night. We can call on you anytime, Lord, because we know that you are always faithful. And God, we just say how much we just want to do to please you right now, Lord. And God, we ask that you bless our pastor, strengthen him, Lord. Give him the empowerment to just continue on to do your will here at First Baptist. Let us come together around the pastor, Lord, and give him what he needs to be, as a church, to just make things right. We know that all things work together for the good of the Lord that love him. And we just know that right now, Lord, we just put our faith in you. And I know that whatever this situation is, we're going to see a way through this because of you. God, we ask that you continue to bless the pastor's family. You know, wherever they go, just let them have favor, Lord, that they will show the world how great your love is for them and that they are truly, truly your disciples, Lord. Thank you. God, we just want to say that we want to lead a better life. We want to be stronger. We want to have more courage. We just have to find a way, Lord, to just lean on your word because your word is the only thing that we can depend on right now. We don't want to just look at the television. We don't want to just hear some tweets. We just want to know that you, Lord, are with us, and we know that. God, we just pray tonight that whatever someone is going through right now, that you will hear their cries. And God, we just say we love you. And Lord, help our sick and shut-in members. You know all about this situation. Give them the healing, the strength, whatever they stand in need of, Lord, is to be thy will. In your presence tonight, Lord, we just lift you up and we give you all the glory and all the honor. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. And everyone say amen.
Amen. Our scripture for this evening will be read by my best friend, Sister Darlene Williams.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
We will now have a prayer by Master Trayvon Tolliver.
Good afternoon. Please bow your heads and close your eyes. Most loving God, we are grateful for grace and mercy to once again have a moment to give you praise. Heavenly Father, we look to the hills which cometh our help. Today, knowing that all our help comes from you who made the heavens and the earth. It is truly good to know that you love us unconditionally, and proving this by sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. Help us to love others as you love us. Bless everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for 2 minutes. Thank you. Associate Deacon Reginald Williams will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, church. I will be lifting up a prayer for peace and harmony. I'll start by referencing a scripture from Matthew. Chapter 22. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. Let us pray. Most good and gracious God, who delights and loves and all his people, we simply stand in awe before you, knowing that the spark of life within each of us is the spark of your divine life. The differences among our cultures and races are simply a manifestation of your light. We ask that our hearts and minds be open to celebrate the similarities and differences among our brothers and sisters. We ask that you send your healing and reconciling spirit in order to bind the wounds created by racism and racial hatred, and to promote understanding, justice, and love. We place our hopes for this racial harmony in our committed actions and in your living presence in our neighbors. May all your people live in peace. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker, my godson, Master Tobias Williams Robinson, a member of our youth choir, as well as a junior usher in our ministry.
Come out of this. working any type of situation. Working nothing too hard for God. Work it.
Good evening, church. First, I wanted to repeat a piece of the scripture that was read today. John 15, verses 16 through 17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. This piece of the scripture that was read reminds me of one of my favorite Japanese cartoons named Hunter Hunter. It tells about a story of these two friends named Gon and Killua and how they came to find and search for Gon's father. And a piece of it, they were working on their friendship. All of Killua's life, he was taught to never have friends. And his parents and his entire family taught him to never have friends. But Gon wanted to be his friend throughout all of his time working with him to become a hunter, to find his father, and everything. So when he went back home, his family tried to stop Gon from getting to him. Without going to his father first, without going through anything first, he went to Killua, because that was his only friend. He went through trials, he got beat up, he was hurt, but he never gave up. He went and he saw Killua and brought him to help find his father. And that part of the anime spoke to me. It told me that your friends are your chosen family, and do whatever you can to help them, because they'll help you. And my prayer is for us that not only will we know the love and friendship of Jesus, but that we would be blessed to have real life friends that will be there for us. Thank you.
We will now have 20 seconds to announce acknowledgement of our speaker. The mics will be unmuted.
Thank you, my brother.
Amen. We will now have remarks by Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker.
Good evening, everyone. I am challenged here. I was looking for this inspirational message to come forth from another source, but I'm here. I'm grateful that God is the God of the universe, who's constantly blessing us and sustaining us and keeping us along the way. And all we can do is do what he has called us to do, is to draw nigh unto him. And it's wonderful that we are able to do that on this evening. We thank God for each one of you who indeed have come to share these moments. And when we can reflect on and rejoice and declare that God is a good God, though we are still here calling on his holy and divine name. He's been our refuge in times of struggle. He's been our strength, our rock in the hard place. We've come through a lot of trials. Many have tried to come this way and desired to be, but Lord spared us, and he has watched us and enabled us to be here even tonight. The thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have transitioned, who have gone on, but we are still here. We are here because God is a good God, because God has brought us through some tribulations. He's brought us through some storms. He's brought us through this pandemic. And do you know, my brothers and sisters, we are almost through it. We can almost feel it in the air. And God has given us another chance, another day. And for that, we do rejoice and affirm that he is indeed a great and marvelous, marvelous God. I know he's kept me. I know he's handled some of the problems and headaches that I've had, and he has allowed me the opportunity to call upon him. That's something to rejoice about. We can make a glad noise unto the Lord because of what he has done for us and how he has kept us. And all we can say is hallelujah, thank you, God, praise the Lord, for he is indeed an awesome and marvelous God. When we continue to think, not only has he brought us over the way, but he has spared us. Given us provisions. It's all the goodness of God, and that's why we can come on a night like this and affirm his greatness and his goodness, and to know that he is still near us. And let us continue to draw nigh unto the Lord and offer ourselves unto him on a daily basis. Let us surrender ourselves to him daily. Let us offer ourselves to him in service daily, because he is indeed our rock and our salvation. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad to be where he is in his presence, because he does bring joy and hope and peace. I love him. I love him. I adore him, because he first loved me. I'm thankful that we had this opportunity. I don't know why God moves the way he does, or when he moves what he does, but I'm grateful for the opportunity that he gives us, that we can talk to him, that we can rejoice in his name and honor him on a daily basis. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Thank you for pausing in your daily walk that you might come by the First Baptist Church prayer meeting. We thank you for joining this band of believers long enough to get your prayer through, your hope through, your joy in the Lord through. And I trust that you don't mind just holding on to him in a continuous an ever-loving basis. Amen. Amen. I suspect we ought to close this out now. I'm going to encourage you to be faithful and steadfast in what you are doing and what you have been doing, because whatever it is, God is keeping you in hold and allowing us to have some beautiful days along the way. And you be continue to take care of yourself. Continue to remain steadfast in the work and service that you do. Let me remind you to be available with us on Sunday. Sunday is our communion experience, and we invite you to come and join with us on Sunday and be a part of our worship experience.
it's communion, and we trust that you will prepare your items for communion and be a part of that communion experience. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be bringing the message on Sunday, and we will be serving communion. So prepare, come prepared to receive the blessing that you have and that we have together, to be together on Sunday. Let me invite you also to continue to offer your prayers and thanksgiving unto God for the members of our church. Pray for our sick and shut-in members. Let us be steadfast in our love and concern for them. Sister Lilia Moore desires us to pray for her. She had a heart operation and cancer. And let us continue to keep her and the other members of our fellowship in our prayers and be sustained in our prayers. Keep Sister Gracie and Sister Queen Glimp in your prayers as well. Their cousin was struck by a vehicle and was transitioned. The arrangements for the service is still pending, but be mindful of them. And then for the bereaved, let us continue to pray for them. Pray for Diggins and Diggin Slater in the transitioning of her brother-in-law, and that arrangement is pending. Pray for the Wright family, Sister Latina Wright, who transitioned on the 23rd, and those arrangements are still pending. And keep the family of Sister Beulah Carter in your prayers. Sister Carter, who was funeralized on Monday, April 26th, let us continue to ask God's blessings upon that family. And the homegoing services for Sister Patricia Davis will be held on Monday, May 3rd at the Epiphany Episcopal Church, 3111 Ritchie Road in District Heights, Maryland. The wake will be at 10 a.m. and the services will be at 11 a.m. And there will be a link will be forwarded to you later or made available to you if it is, in fact, provided. But let us keep the families in prayer and ask God's sustained blessings upon them all. We're going to invite you now to the mics would be open, and that you would be given 20 minutes of unmuted time to ask for special prayer and press special request. The mics will be unmuted.
Eleanor Younger.
Tucker family.
Thank you for everything.
God, our Father, we come before you just now to thank you for the privilege that is ours to gather in offering a prayer. We thank you for all that you have provided for us and the strength that you have given us already. And we ask, O God, that thou would hear the cries and the pleas of your servants, O God. We pray, O God, that you would continue to bless them and hear those cries and answer those calls upon you. Family members and friends and individuals, O God, that we love, we lift them up to you and ask that you would sustain them and that you would heal and deliver and bless, keep them day by day. And then, God, we want to say thank you for the beauty of the day, for the privilege that is ours to always call on your holy and divine name, for the joy that you give to us, and the chance over and over again that you give to us to overcome our problems and our snares. We want to say thank you, God, because you've been real good to us. We honor your name, and we affirm that you have walked with us and blessed us through many seen and unseen dangers. And we say, thank you, God, for being real good. And then, God, we ask that you would sustain our nation, sustain our community, bless our city, O God. Keep us in your care and in your keeping grace. Make us the people that you want us to be and enable us that we might be able to testify, that we might be able to witness, that we might be able to be an instrument in your hands for the blessings of the people in this nation. We offer ourselves to you, O God. You've been so good to us. You've been so marvelous to us that we offer ourselves back to you and say, here, Lord, take us and use us in any way you want to use us. We praise your name. Now, God, comfort our spirit. Comfort us as we go through the struggles of life, as we go about facing the difficulties and the trials that come our way. Sustain us, God, with your divine power and grace and mercy. We praise you, O God, for who you are and for what you are doing and have done and continually do in our lives. We praise you and exalt your holy and divine name. Bless First Baptist Church, every member, one by one, O God, tend to their needs. Everybody that's on this phone call, O God, have mercy on us, O God. Sustain us and draw us real close to you. We love you, God. We love you. We adore you, Master. And thank you for the privilege that is ours to call on you and to be comforted by your divine spirit. Strengthen, keep, and abound in our lives as only you can do. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.